Welcome to ID the Future. This is Sarah Chaffee. Today we have on the show with us Dr. Wade Warren, professor of biology at Louisiana College. Today he joins us to talk about the Louisiana Science Standards Review. Welcome to the show, Dr. Warren.
Thank you, Sarah.
You served as a member of the Standards Committee. I heard that you had a chance to share about the weaknesses of evolution with the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education.
As part of the standard review process, the committee received the document on the standards, suggested edits that were allowed by committee members on more than one occasion. And then back in the late fall, early winter, nearing the Christmas holidays, the standards were placed online. The rough draft was placed online, and the general public was allowed to go standard by standard and make suggestions and changes and edits and that sort of thing. My biggest concern with the standards, I should say, I think that my evaluation of the standards as a document is that it's a very positive, very strong document for the state of Louisiana. The problem that really was glaring to me in the standards was the dogmatic presentation of the standards concerning evolutionary biology. So way back in September, I began to provide peer-reviewed literature to the writers to try to help facilitate a more balanced presentation of the science so that that would be reflected in the pieces of the standards, the way they were put together. And so I watched the process as it proceeded. When it came time for public comment, I wrote detailed analysis with really modest changes that I had suggested to the standards concerning evolutionary biology for the committee members to review. And of course, I provided scores of peer-reviewed literature articles with empirical evidence written by scientists from literally all over the place, many of whom are really popular evolutionary biology researchers, thinking that that would somehow be an education tool for the writers. And the suggested edits that I had made and the standards were completely ignored. So in February of this year, February 13th, actually 2017, the full committee met to go forward with either a yes vote or a no vote on the entire standard package. So this was really my last opportunity to try to educate and to help with balancing the standards as they existed. And so if anyone's interested, the Louisiana Department of Education, the LDOE Twitter account, actually has a recording of that meeting if individuals want to see the way I approached that with the full committee. And I basically just asked content questions of them. I brought up the modest changes that I was making in the standards and asked if the literature had been reviewed, and if so, then why were the changes not allowed? Just as an example, just a real brief example here, in the first one in the eighth grade science standard, there's a listing of several characteristics of the fossil record the students are asked to be aware of: their existence, their diversity, extinction, change of life forms present in the fossil record. My suggestion was to add two words, sudden appearance. And then, of course, I included literature about the Cameron explosion. I provided literature written by evolutionary biologists who have written extensively in the peer-reviewed literature about this observation of abrupt or sudden appearance in the fossil record. And I asked for an explanation of the committee in a public setting there and did not receive any content answers to my questions. So the vote was put forward after a period of time. I realized I wasn't getting anywhere. A vote was taken by the full committee, and I was the only dissenting vote. So I wrote a minority report on what I had done and sent it to the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education. So that's the second step in this process. The Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, known as BESSE in the state of Louisiana, has to approve these new standards. And so just a couple of weeks ago, the standards were presented to BESSE in Baton Rouge. And so I drove down to Baton Rouge to testify about my observations. So I gave a short testimony there. You can only speak for 3 minutes. And so I basically told my story as briefly as I could. But one of the board members, Dr. Gary Jones, asked me and another young lady after the time of testimony to come back to the microphone for some more questioning. And it was at that time that I think I was given an opportunity to be a little more specific about some of the things. And he actually asked me at one point if I believed that the writers of the standards had intentionally ignored the suggestions that I made. So I don't want to be negative about the writers, if at all possible, but I don't know what else to assume. I never received any content explanations. I received a lot of generalized explanations, like many evolutionary biologists are uncomfortable with this language. One person at the meeting in February suggested that they had contacted the National Academy of Sciences, a couple of members who said they were uncomfortable with the language. But I also provided for the board member a copy of nearly 1,000 scientist names from Harvard and Stanford and Penn and places where there are people much smarter than I am who are really calling into question the basic fundamental understandings of the current Darwinian model. And my question to the board was, why can the public school students not know about this? So in response to that and several others who had testified about the need for some language, if the standard was not going to be changed, some of the board members suggested that the language of the Louisiana Science Education Act be added as part of an amendment to the standards, which basically says that public school teachers do have the right to use approved peer-reviewed literature to teach students that there are, in fact, problems with the Darwinian model in its current state. And so I was happy about that, but, of course, the wording of the standards is still just inaccurate. So I'm hoping that during the next 100 days or so, during the public comment time, that there will be some semblance of reasonableness on the part of the board members to try to more accurately present the standards to the legislatures. So that's really my hope at this point.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Dr. Warren.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for the time.
This has been Sarah Chaffee for ID the Future. Thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.